Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. A lot you can deal with. I mean, nah, I shouldn't say deal with. That sounds bad. There's a lot that you can enjoy. There's a lot that you get involved with. So if you head up to the website, again, you can give me your email address because, look, once a week, I think it is, we send out an email. Right, we let you know what's going on. I mean, you've asked me to do this, so we let you know what's going on, what's happening, how you can get involved if you do want to get involved. Otherwise, you can always, you know, you can do an unsubscribe. You don't have to see it anymore. It's really that simple. And if you don't want to do the email thing, because some of you said you get inundated with emails, you're not a big email fan, then the other way to do it is do text alerts. And the way you do that is TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And listen, again, if that irritates you, all you got to do is do stop and send. Come on, you don't even have to take a college class or a technical class to make that happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just hang in there with us after the first break. We're going to have a CEO of Parlay. Now, there's been several pronunciations out there, but I'll take care of it when he gets on with me. But it's an alternate to Twitter. And we've been on it. We've played around with it. But we're going to talk about whether social media will have a major effect on how this election shapes up. Now, with Bloomberg out there, you're right. Some of us are concerned. I won't say afraid, but we're concerned because of what you're able to buy on these networks, what you're able to buy on these social media platforms. He's already outspent people, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 times what they've spent, and he can keep going. It won't hurt him. You know, the guy's worth almost $80 billion. He can spend $20 billion, and it's not a big deal. And if you look at what's taken place in the past, if you look at how much money they've spent in the past, what, 2016, $6.9 billion? That was for the presidential and all the other races. And to Kimberly's point, she's so right. In the last election, Bloomberg seated a lot of these people. Seated. So he gave them money to run. He made sure they had platforms to run on. He made sure that they had the airwaves. Because he wanted to set himself up. He wanted to set up a foundation. He wanted to set up a team, if you would, a support system. So when he ran for president, he figured it would be a slam dunk. And I still believe that was part of the plan. He never abandoned it. He just didn't jump in right away. But if you could buy the social media, the Facebook, and all that other stuff, you could create a problem for us. I'm hoping that people are paying attention. I'm hoping that it's so distasteful or people see what he's doing and they find it so distasteful that they don't vote for him just on that alone. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. New book reveals an explosive details about Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton's tarmac meeting. which I think is hilarious, because the conservatives called this a long time ago. We didn't need a book. We could see the writing on the wall. The author of Secret of the Tarmac revealed new details Monday about the secret-held 2016 meeting. No, it wasn't as secretly held. Remember they bumped into each other? Bill Clinton and Attorney General Loretta Lynch. We knew something had occurred, and the bit was unusual. It was a planned meeting. It was not a coincidence, says journalist Christopher. He told the... Christopher Sine is his name. That's weird. Well, not the... Anyway. He told Fox and Friends about the explosive meeting that cast a negative light over the FBI's investigation into the Hillary Clinton's use of private email. At the time, then-candidate Donald Trump criticized Bill Clinton via Twitter for potentially trying to interfere with the investigation. Donald said, does anybody really believe that Bill, or my words, Billy Bob, and the Attorney General talked about their grandkids, and they golfed for about 37 minutes in the plane? Trump had publicly questioned a meeting at the airport, after which Clinton and Lynch, they claimed the conversation centered around their grandchildren. Right? And the meeting occurred just days before the FBI decided it would not recommend criminal charges against Hillary Clinton. Yep. I got some unicorns in the garage I want to sell you, too, in the barn. Does anybody really believe that Bill Clinton and the USAG talked about their grandkids and Trump? And they ridiculed him big time over this. The sign said the secret on the tarmac details everything that they don't want you to know and everything they think you forgot. Bill was on the plane for 20 minutes. It wasn't just about golf, grandkids, and Brexit. And it doesn't add up, says the writer of the book. He said that his source, who was there, outlined that when Clinton arrived at the airport, he was waiting for Lynch. Oh, I thought they just ran into each other. He then sat and waited in his car with the motorcade. Her air stairs came down. Most of her staff gets off. He then gets on as the Secret Service FBI are figuring out how in the world are we supposed to handle this? What are we supposed to do? You know what? It shows you how full of themselves they are. They don't care who else they put out. They don't care who else gets in trouble for this kind of stuff. They knew they were putting those guys in a bad place. And yet the left just, no big deal. Happens all the time. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We're going to talk about social media and the effect that it really is going to have on this election. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Okay, look at it. You know how I love to rail social media platforms? Because it just drives me nuts that we gave up control years ago. And I've been telling you people this for a long time. And, you know, I grew up in the technology world. I know how much power there is in it. And when this stuff was coming up, whether it be Facebook, remember, some people have forgotten, there was MySpace before Facebook. Okay, so, we can still replace these kind of things, but look at the amount of footprint we've given Facebook. Look at the amount of power we've given them. And then when you put that together with Google and you put that together with Twitter, this is a big wall to get through. This is a big hurdle to overcome. But doesn't mean we can't do it. But we have to start supporting people that are willing to take it on. So I've got John Mates on with me. He's the CEO of Parler, which we started on quite some time ago. And it's a free speech social media app. And we're going to talk about what exactly we can do to maybe get in the way of Twitter, get in the way of Facebook, get in the way of some of these services that don't want you to get the message out, not only in this election, but even the conservative message as a whole. And, John, again, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, so just plain basics and simples. I mean, what made you decide, okay, we've got to have something to fight Twitter and other social media platforms, and I'm willing to take it on because I've had enough to drink today. I mean, seriously, this is a big deal.
Well, I mean, actually, it was such a big thing to take on, I stopped drinking after we started this company. Because it was just too much. I mean, you can't even take a second off. Sometimes things blow up in the middle of the night. You got to get up and just fix them.
Yep.
So it's like you never get any time off. But really, I guess what got me started is we just started seeing what was happening after the 2016 election. I mean, people started blaming these social media companies for allowing Donald Trump to get elected. Which is absurd. I mean, they're claiming that it was their fault and then they need to crack down. And if you recognized early on, there's a lot of people who kind of fell victim to what I like to call is a cancel culture mentality.
Yep.
Where if enough angry, loud people complain in a certain demographic group, these tech companies just kind of fold and go, all right, well, let's start banning people. I don't want to piss anyone off.
Yep.
And what it's kind of done is it's created a political censorship of sorts, and we really need some kind of alternative to come in here and take this on. And I hate the term alternative because I don't think that we're really doing anything that's alt, if you will. It's still a mainstream platform, but what we're trying to do is create fair rules, which I think every other company should adopt, which is, you know, if you have content that needs to get, you know, that you want to post, as long as it's legal, it follows the, you know, what the FCC or the Supreme Court would say is allowed, then it should be allowed on our site because political discussion is a requirement now. I mean, you have to be able to have discussion in a democratic republic.
Well, listen, John, discussion about anything. You know, I use several platforms. You know, one platform in particular, and I don't want to keep using their name. I had a picture of a C-section, and I made a comment that some people don't consider this a baby. And now they have, you know, they blurted out this is sensitive, the sensitive material, and you may not want to watch this. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Seriously? People come to my site, come to my page. They know exactly what they're going to see. They know exactly what they're going to get into. And so even not taking it down, they're still censoring us. I'm on my fourth page with Facebook and my third different name with Twitter. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, at least they didn't take it down. At least they only blurred it. I mean, happened today, just give it some time. Yeah, I mean, with what happened today with WikiLeaks, it's absolutely shocking. So they locked them out of their Twitter account today. You know, this is right before some hearings, I guess, that Julian Assange is supposed to go and talk about. And so it seems politically motivated, this timing.
Did it give a reason at all?
I think it's still too early. I haven't actually. This just came out really recent, so right before the call. So, and then, you know, with 2 weeks ago with Zero Henge and then with Mike Pence's, campaign photo getting blurred out as sensitive content last week and, you know, Trump's Super Bowl ad getting deleted as sensitive content. And all it is a lady who just, you know, she participated in his First Step Act and she was talking about her experience. That was considered sensitive content. And now you got protesters outside Mark Zuckerberg's house making national news because apparently 40 angry people with signs showing up to Mark Zuckerberg's house saying he needs to start censoring politicians is enough to warrant national news. It's shocking.
Well, he said, what was it, and to me this was like a real empty promise, but he said that he was going to allow, they weren't going to censor political speech anymore, which is a line of, look, we've been tracking numbers for years, okay? Like I said, they shut down a couple of our pages. I had some accounts that were not, you know, that were my own sock puppet accounts for me to track things with. And I wasn't even getting notices that we were going live. I sent out tweets. They're not coming to my other Twitter account. We woke up one day, 40,000 Twitter followers were removed from our account because they were either fake or bad accounts. And what happens? One of them was mine. So, like, really? Oh, God.
I don't know, but John, can you win this battle? Can we win this battle? What's it going to take to do to really challenge these people? Because you still have to go through Apple or Android, you know, Google, to be able to get your app on a phone, don't you?
Yes, well, we do, yeah, with Apple and Google. Apple's the one that I'm most worried about for us. But that being said, it's really up to us as the consumer, as the people who are using these platforms. We get to choose which platform we use and promote and which ones we want to see all of our celebrities, our political officials, everyone we look up to. We get to choose which platform we want to view them on. And so we have to band together and say, you know, look, it's the time. We got to move somewhere else. And we've been working as hard as we can, 10 of us, 10 engineers, working as hard as we can to compete with these companies that have, you know, thousands of engineers. And we're doing it successfully. We've done the best that we've shown that we can take these guys on. And it's really up to us to say, let's start this movement and let's pick this platform. Because the more people we have and the more people are giving us exposure, the more ammunition we have to fight these big tech companies that are going to try to censor us. And that's the only solution.
And you've got a lot of people screaming. They don't want to leave Facebook or Twitter because they want to prove that they can stick it out and get them to turn around. You're not going to do it that way.
Yeah, that's the biggest load of crap I've ever heard. Sorry, I don't know if I can say that on the show. But,
you can say crap. Use the other word. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Well, I mean, it really is, though. I mean, what are they going to prove? They're literally fighting in a battlefield where there's like some kind of figure that gets to move the pieces around the board, right? I mean, they control everything. So you're playing by arbitrary rules, and there's really no power. You have no power at all. So all you're doing is kind of beating your head against the wall until you get banned.
We'll talk about more of that on the other side of the break and how much of an effect they can have. I mean, all they have to do is suspend Donald Trump's account for a week. Think about that. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more going on in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In Florida, a horrendous crash in the final lap of the Daytona 500. Ryan Newman's car flipped. He's rushed to the hospital after the fiery crash on the track. Denny Hamlin winning the race and in an interview with Fox saying, number one, we are praying for Ryan. The very latest now on the coronavirus. Delta Airlines warning passengers who are on Delta Flight 611 on February 6th from Honolulu to Japan about a Japanese couple who are on board who have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. 200 passengers on board that flight receiving alerts from the airline. Right now, almost 75,000 people diagnosed with the coronavirus around the world. More than 1,700 people have died. And President's Day observed in the United States, banks, the post office, and Wall Street closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, at for you social media addicts, and you think that there's only one or two ways to go, there isn't. There's so many other ways to get your message out, and we need to be able to do that. So I've got John Mates on the line with me. He's the CEO of Parler. And, John, what would you say Parler is the equivalent to? Would you say it's equivalent to Twitter? Is it a mix of Twitter and Facebook? Explain to people what it actually is.
It's similar to Twitter, but we're trying to go with, you know, larger images and a little bit bigger content so that it's nicer to use, something you'd experience more on Instagram in terms of quality. But we're a competitor of Twitter's.
Well, and let me tell you what, they need it, because so part of what bothers me is I started to talk about this before the break, but you know, you think about something with Donald Trump, President Trump, and I tell people all the time, the nice thing about him being able to tweet out or get his message out is in the days of old, you know, at the White House, the communications people got up early in the morning to see what the paper was writing about the president. Now what ends up happening is you've got all these people running social media to see what the president has written about them or tweeted out about their publication or certain people. So he's flipped that on them. He's got the 12th largest following, right, in the world when it comes to Twitter. Think of the damage they could do if they shut him down.
Yeah, well, and they'll get there to that point where they can start blocking his content, and they're working their way there, in my opinion, especially if you start looking at the accounts they're taking down. They started off last year with the Alex Jones and the InfoWars, and, you know, a lot of the people no one's going to get up on a podium and defend, kind of the helpless ones.
Right.
They're the extreme ones, right?
Right.
And now they're moving on to, well, more mainstream, but if you have around 100,000 followers, that's about their limit, right? They're going to, you know, they can go after you. And then with James O'Keefe a few weeks ago, you know, that was a bold move. And, you know, with WikiLeaks, Zero Hedge, and all these other people, they're getting more and more emboldened in what they feel is possible.
Well, because nobody's stopping them. Nobody's questioning them. Nobody's holding their feet to the fire. And, you know, what was it? Life Times, which is a pro-life site, they continually get banned temporarily. Really funny. When hot issues are coming up, they get banned off of Twitter or Facebook or what have you. I just find that interesting. And for them to openly say, no, we're not doing that, or there was a violation. Look at PragerU. They actually block PragerU from coming up, which is, for what reason?
Yeah.
I guess the Ten Commandments was too violent or something?
Who knows half the time? It's probably some angry people in a cubicle somewhere that just want it gone. But really, every time they block these people, it does enrage a lot of individuals, especially those who agree with that point of view, who are blocking, and I believe it's political, conservative political censorship. But they also kind of take their own stance where, when they do that, their more left-leaning crowd actually cheers, which is really, really awful. You should be cheering that you silenced your opposition. You should be cheering when you win in debate.
Yep.
Like, this is, it's
real
really,
debate.
It's actually, yep. Yeah, it's really appalling on all sides.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, so we hear these, you know, everybody thinks it's kind of, you know, like deep state stuff where they're blocking your tweets, they're throttling you back and all that. Now, you're in the business. You see what's going on. You've hit some challenges yourself in the past. So just in plain, simple terms, can they stop tweets from going out? Can they throttle you back? Can they keep traffic away from your pages?
They can do whatever they want. Their rules, their game. I mean, and then, you know, the idea that any of it's private, or that anything's off limits for them, is just, that's a mistake. They can do whatever they want.
Yep.
And, you know, we've seen a lot of issues on our end, you know, because we're taking on a big task, right? We've got 10 people taking on a task that takes thousands of engineers. And these are high-paying engineers that we have to compete against, the best in the country, the best in the world. And, you know, we have a lot of mistakes that we make along the way, you know, failed push notifications going out once in a while. We fixed most of these. So I can understand mistakes, but I think that they are beyond the idea of mistakes. They are purposefully doing this stuff. When you wake up and all of your followers go from 400,000 to zero, you know, that's not a mistake, right?
Yep. No, who was it? Terry, I can't think of his last name, but he, with Spreely, and again, I'm not trying to, you know, not trying to talk about your competition or non-competition or whatever, but all you guys that are in this to try to do the right thing, he had like 1.4 million followers on Facebook that went away overnight. No explanation. Tried to fight with them. They said, too bad. The guy, Brian Colfash, the one that's, you know, helping to get the money to build the wall along the border, he was another guy that spent big bucks with Facebook, had two or three different pages. They pretty much came down overnight. I mean, this is such a fearful, you're in such a position where you're totally worried about what you're going to put up on a Facebook page. You never know what's right or wrong. It's not the way to be.
No, you don't. No,
you know?
No. And their hands are tied, right, for a few reasons. One is they're a public company. They don't have the advantages that we do. We can take hardline stances like this and say we support free speech. They can't. They've got to worry about quarterly earnings, right?
Yep.
So, you know, we also have a little bit more flexibility in that we let people advertise their own stuff. Your post, if you want to put an ad in your own post, go for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
These other companies don't really want you doing that. So if they see anything as an advertisement, they want you to pay them. So they'll get rid of your content too. And we've actually seen that, there are actually people who are banned. Like, for example, Laura Loomer is banned almost on every social publication. And her main account, her main following, you know, 90,000 people, is on Parler. And she's actually outraged her competitor using Parler.
Wow.
So she's outraged her competitor, who's been there for, you know, a number of years, in a very wealthy district.
Right.
You know, multiple months in a row, and just using Parler. So it's powerful when you have real people on a real platform, and you can actually say what you want.
So have you met with or spoken with Brad Parscale, the fellow that's running Trump's campaign?
Yeah, we've met a few times.
Oh, okay. So
not recently, though, I can tell you.
Well, but I mean, he is obviously understanding how important social media is. He's understanding that they need it to get their message out. What's their biggest concerns? Did you talk about that, or?
Well, I think that Facebook addressed a lot of their concerns by saying that they're not going to ban political ads. because the campaign is one of the biggest ad spenders for Facebook. So I don't think Facebook wants to ban political ads when they make a large chunk of money off campaigns. That being said, my advice back to people who do have campaigns and are spending their money on Facebook ads and other ads, I advise them not to. I think it's, I mean, look at, for example, what's happening with Laura Loomer. She's able to get outrage and get elected without spending any money on those platforms. She can't, right?
Yep.
And so I don't think you need to do that. I think whoever's selling those ads is doing a good job because they're not worth it.
Well, it's a go-to, right? It's what we've been taught. A lot of these younger people, I'm probably quite a bit older than you, but a lot of these younger people, you grew up on these platforms. You grew up thinking this was the only place to go. I grew up with four TV channels, right? I mean, there's only four different places I could go to see what was going on in the afternoon after school.
Yeah, but competition is what makes this country run.
Oh, no question about it. But again, we have been brought up to think, and the people that do the Facebook and Twitter, whatever, they've been brought up that these are the only platforms that exist. So it's a matter of us trying to get the message out that there's alternatives there that you can go to, and you can actually get more love, if you would, on those platforms.
Well, and the media will fight us, too. Like you said, they don't want people to know you'll get more love. It's a real experience. It's actually a nice place. They'll tell you, they'll slap us with a terrible Wikipedia page that calls us Islamophobes or with a terrible Wikipedia page that calls us hateful bigots. And I'm like, really? Because there's like, you know, a lot of people sharing food pictures, saying good morning and good night to each other. And, you know, the only thing that's missing on our platform that exists on those other platforms is blatant, like, venomous comments. It's just funny. The one that's supposed to be alternative and evil is actually the one with nice content, and those mainstream social publications are the venomous ones.
And where do you draw the line when it comes to free speech? This is always the question that comes up on these things. What's the line for you? What comments do you take down? What comments do you block?
Our big thing is violence, so we don't do any violence. So if you say, you know, I'm going to beat you up, or I think you threaten somebody, that's got to go. So if you wanted to say, you know, this politician, I think they should be tried for treason, that's acceptable. But if you go on there and you've got a picture of a noose and you're trying to hang them, well, that's not acceptable.
Sean, can I hold you over for a couple of minutes after the break, or are you tight on time?
Sure. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah, I do. I got a couple more questions for you. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. We're talking about how social media will affect the election and pretty much affect your daily messaging. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping.
thing and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Joe McKean, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You got chat rooms up all over the place. I know I shoot myself in the foot on that one. But if you want to get notified that the show's coming on and you're not an email freak and you don't really like to deal with the emails, you can always text us. Text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And you'll get notifications, text alerts that the show is coming on. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Now, we've been talking about social media. We always talk about social media on the show and how it gets away. Some of you are addicted to this stuff, like I'm addicted to coffee. You know what I'm saying? You really, it's not a matter of just pushing yourself away, but it's a matter of understanding it's not the only form of communication. It's not the only way to get the information out. And we need to support other forms of the social media platforms. So I've asked John Mates to join me. He's the CEO of Parler, and it's a free speech social media app and network. Now, John, you had First of all, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
Of course.
You had said that you had taken it down for a while to retool. Are we back up? Are we running full bore? Or tell us where we're at.
Sure. Yeah, we stopped marketing and stopped reaching out about 6 months ago, and we just recently rebooted. There was a lot of realizations we made after we first launched, and we actually kind of had an accidental launch where I was at a lunch with a few prominent conservative figures, showed them the app and said, hey, you guys, just don't tell anybody, we're not ready. And of course, you know, within a few hours it was on Twitter and we had 40,000 new accounts and we're crashing. So we were essentially keeping our heads above water for about 5 months after that. And we finally went and said, you know, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to stop marketing and let everyone think that we're going to take a break and let's build things properly. And so now we feel very confident that we're a lot further along. We have all the proper technology in place to really compete with these guys.
So I'm getting some questions from the chat room and other places. First, are you going to, at some point in time, are you going to have the ability to push live video through the feeds?
So right now you can push links to live video. So if you have YouTube or the other one, the gaming site?
Twitch. Twitch,
there yeah. We go. So YouTube and Twitch work live, but we don't have it yet. We want to build our own, but the problem is every time we build these big features, people underestimate how long it takes to actually do this.
Yeah.
We do everything from scratch.
Right.
And so what that means is if any of these people try to shut us down, so if any of our network providers try to shut us down, the worst-case scenario, we could go to the store, buy a bunch of servers, throw them up somewhere, and at least keep the site alive. So we have to always build it in a way that these other people don't have that problem. So it takes a lot longer.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I tell people all the time, I grew up in the technology business, by the way. I go all the way back to the TRS-80, the days of Radio Shack that aren't around anymore. But, you know, when you talk about this, people don't understand, too, that there are, even if you set those computers up, even if you do a whole, a data warehouse, if you would, you still have to get out. You still have to have a platform by which to go out on, right, infrastructure to go out on. And, frankly, we've allowed some of these companies to grow so big, they can even block you from doing that as well at some point in time. And I don't think people realize the monster that has been created here. Do you agree?
Oh, 100%, especially with emails. Emails are a complete mess. You know, last year we were going into CPAC. We were trying to have an event to tell a bunch of prominent people to join. About 5 minutes before going into CPAC, Google blacklisted our email, and same with Yahoo, immediately at the same time.
Wow.
And then everyone had to sign up with an email, and they got this link, and they had to click it. And all at the same time, all these people were like, I'm not getting these emails. And we got thousands and thousands of people sitting there queuing up our email like support ticket system going, what's going on? I'm like, take it up with Google. Sorry, I don't know what to do.
Wow. Now, was that Gmail and Yahoo Mail, right?
Yes, which is actually a lot of emails.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I don't know off the top of my head. But a lot of, even if you see something like john@johnmates.com, I could be hosting it with Yahoo or Google, and no one might realize that.
Yep. A lot of people have gone to, I think that's why Google a few years back, they did their whole business services platform where you could actually have your own name, but you host it on their Gmail platform, if you would. And they give them total control. I mean, some of my listeners, I told you, sent me images of them saying that our email, the email that they're getting from us, is from a known I almost said porn site.
Yeah.
Thank you. There you go. No, spam site, right? One of the questions somebody's asked me is porn. Do you allow porn up on the site?
We took the FCC's approach to pornography and nudity, and we used those clauses to get rid of that kind of content.
Okay, cool. So I can be safe about, my 15, 16, 17-year-old, if they happen to see my screen up and start moving through things, I don't have to worry about them seeing any porn. That's a good thing.
Yes. So,
yes. Okay. What do you see coming up here in the next year or so? I mean, are there features that you're thinking about working on? What are some of the issues you're having to deal with? I think people need to understand, you kind of touched on it. This is a big endeavor. This isn't like you go grab a template, right, off of some blog site, and you throw it up and you're okay, ready to go. Doesn't work that way.
No, we have to have dedicated engineers on every single part of it, and a team just to keep the system alive 24 hours a day. And with only 10 people, it's really difficult. But for this year, we have a number of features that we're working on. The biggest thing we want to tackle is a proper advertising method that doesn't involve selling people's data. Because I think data privacy is extremely important.
There you go.
And your data is being sold and traded by these people, and it's just recklessly being handed around. And they know more about you than your wife does. So it's really scary to think that. And your data isn't just your privacy. Your data is... it's an asset of yours. It'd be like somebody, you know, taking your car temporarily to Uber it for somebody and then returning it to you at the end of the night saying, oh, I hope it's not too scuffed up. So our ad network's going to be great, and that's what's going to come out this year. That's going to be our big thing. It's going to be done in a way where prominent individuals can also make money using our platform.
Well, you know, again, it's good to hear. And people don't realize, again, what it takes to make money. We're a terrestrial show. We happen to be on social media outlets and what have you. But people don't realize that you've got to have the commercials. You've got to pay for the show in some way. And it's the same thing with you guys. You have to be able to pay for the platform. You have to be able to pay for the service, for the computers, for the services to get the information out. Not everything is free. And it's funny because Google and Facebook have made it look that way, but you touched on it, which is they're selling your information. And even though they said they don't, they have been caught at it a half a dozen times at least, haven't they?
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, with the Cambridge Analytica scandal, they're not even selling your data. They're just giving it away for free to anybody. It's shocking. And really the other thing, that's going to happen is we have to focus on the monopolies this year. Because Twitter, Facebook, and Google, all three of them, out of them, Google and Facebook, in my opinion, are monopolies. They've been acting like monopolies, buying up the competition, and controlling an abnormally large amount of different market shares. Twitter and Facebook are not competitors. In fact, Mark Zuckerberg and you'll hear Jack Dorsey, they both have said before that they're not competitors, which they aren't. One is more of a public space for talking about politics, sharing news, sharing about yourself. The other one is more intimate with your family and friends. And so between those two, Google and Facebook, are, in my opinion, the best bet is to break them up. Now, the third one, Twitter, is the smallest of all three. That's why we're competing with them, because it's still possible to compete with them. And all we need to do is get people to recognize that it's time to stand up, make a change, and join a platform that's actually going to stand up for your rights.
Yeah, you have a monumental task in front of you. I know you say that their Twitter is small. The biggest problem that I have, even with people bringing them over out of some of those other platforms, is we are creatures of habit. We are comfortable with, you know, clicking on a certain link that we have and bang, where we need to be, and it's just a comfortable place to be. So it's been a real, and I know people are going to get irritated at me, but it's been a real bear to get my listeners who want to see us on Facebook or want to see us online, move over to the website, therealside.com. Watch it there. Do not give Facebook. I do not understand. Somebody will send a message on Parler, and they will link it back to Facebook. Why give them the traffic? Stop doing it.
No, you got to do it the other way around. Facebook is a tool to get you traffic to your site, and that's it. Don't give them any.
Right.
Just like Facebook's a tool to get people into Parler. That's it. By sharing stuff onto Facebook and advertising yourself on Facebook, you're giving them free ad space. They don't need the help.
Yeah. It's so irritating to me. We got to get people, you've got to get people understanding how big this actually is. All right, John, people can head over to, I don't want to give this out the wrong way, so give out the website.
Sorry, Parler, Parler.com, or you can go to Parler on Google or the Apple App Store, Parler. It's the red one, not the purple one, the red one.
Don't take the purple pill, take the red pill, okay?
Yeah.
But seriously, folks, you got to understand, go over there, check it out. Doesn't hurt to check it out. Go over there, check it out, and you just have to understand what they're up against, what most of these are up against. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Millennial Mondays continues in just a little while. John, thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Don't go far, because we're going to have a great hour next. We'll be back in a bit.